Hello?
Hello, is Assistant Slaughter there?
Who's this?
Yes, my name is Chris. Good evening, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. We're merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote if I can get a ride.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
72.
Thank you. And it is a short survey. Thank you very much for your time. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask a race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
white.
Native? Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
9.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which
satisfied.
The country... Okay, thank you. And what makes you specifically makes you say that? What specifically makes you say that? That you're satisfied?
Well, I'm satisfied right now. I hope we don't get Trump.
Okay. Thank you. In just a moment. I have to type in your answer. Oh. So, to the question, what makes you specifically say that you're satisfied? Your answer is, I'm satisfied. I just hope we don't get Trump.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following issues are the most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Improving K-12 public school education, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or healthcare costs.
Hey, Rochelle. Hi, how are you? I'm good, how are you? I'm good, thank you.
I can only pick one.
Which one?
I can only pick one.
You can pick two. Your top most important. Your two top most important.
All right. The school.
The improving K-12 public school education.
Right.
And the other one.
And the other one. Abortion.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Right.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No.
So that would be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of them?
somewhat disapprove.
Oh, somewhat disapprove. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse since COVID.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. And the first one is the Democratic Party. On a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them?
I don't know them.
Okay, that's fine. Taylor Swift. On a scale, once again, on a scale of a 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, what rating would you give her?
Give who?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis? Ron DeSantis? How would you rate them on how you feel about him?
DeSantis?
Yes, Ron DeSantis.
0. I don't like him either.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Oh, he's 100.
At the Leadership Conference on Human Rights and Civil Rights?
50.
The NAACP?
The end of what?
The NAACP? Was that a 20?
No, or? I said 40.
40, okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry about that. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
How worried about are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? I'm very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to, I would like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with a statement. The first one is, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Agree.
And would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
I don't have nothing against the Blacks.
So would you agree or disagree with the statement?
What was the statement?
Yes, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Yes.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
And do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this freedom, in this country.
Agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Is that a strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the last one for this section is, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
And do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In general, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. We're about to be finished, I promise. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
What's that mean? I don't want them to get a job there?
Let me repeat the question. Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
No.
And is that a somewhat support or oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people, while culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B is other people say America's strength is its diversity. We are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one of the two statements do you agree more?
The second one.
The second. And that would be A or B?
Huh?
And is that much more towards B or somewhat more B?
No, much more to B.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, a 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and a 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Immigration to this country.
5.
Freedom to protest the police or government. And if someone is without treatment.
I felt like my
Ten. Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
The right to bear arms.
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
5.
Thank you. Now, we're just right at the corner of the end of this survey. So, and now thinking, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made on how we can improve or make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement. A 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
The next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be a risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Bye.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And which of these issues that we have discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? If not, why not? Hello?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
9th.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
I'm so sorry for your loss, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Or younger?
Any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Oh, yes, one.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year when I can get there.
Thank you. How would you describe the area? Oh, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Are you from Florida?
I'm not. Well, we are located in Miami, yeah.
Oh, I live in Pine Hill.
Oh, that's great.
They call it Prime Hill.
Oh, wow. So how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's all right. It's not bad.
But is it in an urban area, a suburban area, or a rural area?
I don't know. My daughter owns this house.
Okay, that's fine. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and now you're free. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.